All right. I have something I need you to do. I want you to make a fist. I want you to squeeze that fist as hard as you can. I want you to squeeze it until the palms of your hand turn white. Until all the blood, all the red rushes out of the palms of your hand. And now I want you to quickly open it up. What did you feel? It felt weird, right? That sensation is the sensation of your capillaries filling up with blood. When you squeezed your hand, you actually sent the majority of the blood that is in your palms to the various different muscles that are triggering that squeeze, empowering them, making those muscles stronger through pressure. When you relaxed those muscles, the blood returned to the palm of your hand, and that's what you felt. It's that process between the squeezing and releasing action that's basically at the foundation of strength as we know it now, as far as physical science. What you just did was a Kegel. Now, a successful Kegel, a successful squeeze and release action that you just made in your hand requires a couple of things. You need to first have the focus and concentration to squeeze and squeeze hard. You need to second have healthy blood flow so that when you squeeze and squeeze hard, the capillaries that are in that appendage are open, are unblocked. Your blood can flow back and forth between them effortlessly. And lastly, those capillaries are able to maintain the load, are able to maintain the amount of pressure and blood that's triggered when you make that Kegel. That is how you have a successful squeeze and release action. Now, most of you know where I'm going with this already. The idea is that we want to be able to have that exact same action take place in our penises, in our cocks. But most of us have an issue. The issue isn't our ability to Kegel, because we do that every time that we're peeing and we're trying to get the last of that pee out. Those are Kegels. We do those regularly. The issue isn't even necessarily that we have blocked arteries, because it's really difficult to have blocked arteries in your pelvis. I mean, some of us do, but most of us, the blocked arteries that we're going to be dealing with are in our hearts and around our chest because of the fact of us eating all these monounsaturated fats and saturated fats and trans fats. That's where it's going to affect us. The issue is us being able to handle the load, us being able to handle the pressure that comes with large amounts of blood being pushed, consciously pushed into our penis. The only way that our hands can handle it, when we did that technique where we squeeze really hard and let go, is because we use our hands a lot. We have a lot of experience using our hands for various different reasons. Our hands are trained to be able to handle that pressure. However, when it comes to our cocks, when it comes to our penises, we simply just don't have the experience. We use our penises in a couple of different situations when it comes to pumping blood into them, when we're masturbating, when we're having sex. That's about it. And in each of those experiences, it's a limited time. And moreover, our attention isn't on controlling the pressure. Our attention isn't pleasing the woman or pleasing ourselves. That's it. It's not like we actually train, like we train our hands to be able to write things and be able to move things and manipulate control pads. Those are training techniques. You're building muscle memory and you're creating a sequence that your brain recognizes as it pertains to squeezing and releasing so that it can do it in various different ways effortlessly at the pressures that you need to make whatever happen, happen. When you start incorporating similar techniques as it pertains to your penis, everything changes. You start being able to control things you thought were uncontrollable. You start being able to control things that you thought were just forces of nature that you had no ability to manipulate at all. Within our systems at Zenity, we have many exercises that specifically do two things. They open up your hips, increasing the amount of blood flow into your pelvis, and weaves a combination of Kegels and hip rotations and actions that create the exact same type of sequences that occur when you do things with your hands. Your mind consciously gains the control panels to manipulating your pelvis the same way your mind gains the control panels to manipulate your hands. Right now, your mind has a control panel. It's just like those early Nintendo control pads that have like two buttons. But when you upgrade and you add various different stroke skills into your arsenal, your control pad upgrades as well. You get more buttons. Your old Nintendo Game Boy control pad falls away and something new is revealed. I drew this out a little bit longer than I wanted to, but it was just important for me to help you understand that this is not an issue of can or can't. It's a do or don't. The only reason that we are not able to control the strength in our erections and gain erections when we want to, minimize the refractory time, is simply because we're playing Nintendo. It's simply because our brains don't have access to the control pad. It's simple as that. When you incorporate our exercises, our breathing, our Kegel sequences into a regular workout routine for just a couple of minutes a day, your brain is going to almost reveal a completely different part that has direct access and control of your pelvis. There's an unexplored territory in your mind, and I truly believe that it's time for you to go and get your Lois and Clark on. You understand? Good. My name is Montique Stephan, and I hope this message empowers you, brother. Truly, I hope you become more successful with this information because your success is mine.